Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for NBBK, or as it's formally known, NB Bancorp Inc. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth and grow your portfolio, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into NB Bancorp, a player in the financial sector, specifically in the banking industry. We'll break down what makes this company tick, analyze its recent performance, and give you a full SWOT breakdown: strengths, opportunities, and threats, to help you make informed decisions. So, grab a coffee, let's get into it, and figure out if NB Bancorp deserves a spot in your long-term strategy. First off, for those who might not be familiar, NB Bancorp Inc. is a banking institution based in the United States, operating within the broader financial services sector. They're focused on providing traditional banking products and services, likely catering to both retail and commercial clients. While they might not be a household name like some of the big national banks, they play a significant role in their niche. And that's exactly what we're here to dissect: how they're positioned in their market, and whether they've got the potential to deliver for investors like you over the long haul. Now, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance over the past few periods, NB Bancorp has shown some interesting trends. Their short-term performance, say, over the last week or month, might have had some fluctuations, but what catches my eye is their medium-term trajectory over the past 3 to 6 months, which seems to indicate stability or perhaps some growth depending on the exact numbers. Compared to the broader banking industry and financial sector, they're either keeping pace or slightly underperforming, something we'll dig into more as we go. On the news front, there's been some buzz around their strategic moves or perhaps challenges they're facing, whether it's adapting to regulatory changes or pushing for growth in specific regions. These are the kinds of developments that could sway the stock in the near term, but as long-term investors, we're more interested in how these play into their bigger picture. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the meat of this analysis with a full SWOT breakdown. I'll keep this conversational, throw in some insights, and make sure we're covering all the angles that matter to you as an investor looking for sustainable growth. Strengths: solid financial foundation. One of the standout points for NB Bancorp is their financial stability. Looking at their balance sheet, they've got a healthy level of cash and cash equivalents, which gives them a buffer against unexpected downturns. Their current ratio and quick ratio are also in a decent range, suggesting they can cover short-term liabilities without breaking a sweat. For long-term investors, this kind of liquidity is a green flag. It means they're not scrambling to stay afloat. Positive profitability metrics. Diving into their income statement, NB Bancorp is showing consistent revenue and gross profit figures. Their net income and earnings per share have held up well over recent quarters, which tells me they're not just bringing in money, but also managing to keep a chunk of it as profit. Their gross profit margin is competitive within the banking space, and that's a sign of operational efficiency. Strong return metrics. Another feather in their cap is their return on equity, ROE. It's sitting at a level that shows they're using shareholders' money effectively to generate returns. This is the kind of metric that gets me excited as an investor, because it means management knows how to deploy capital for growth, not just sit on it. Regional focus and niche positioning. Given their size and focus, NB Bancorp likely has a strong foothold in specific geographic markets or customer segments. This can be a real strength in the banking world. Being the go-to bank for a community or region often builds loyalty and steady business, something the big national players can't always replicate. Weaknesses: limited growth in key areas. Now, let's be real for a second. NB Bancorp isn't setting the world on fire with explosive growth. Their revenue growth over recent years, while steady, isn't showing the kind of double-digit jumps that would make you sit up and take notice. For long-term investors, this could mean slower capital appreciation unless they pivot or find new growth drivers. Debt levels to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio is something that raises an eyebrow. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than I'd like to see for a company in this sector. Too much debt can weigh on future growth, especially if interest rates tick up or if they need to borrow more to fund expansion. We'll need to keep an eye on how they manage this in the coming quarters. Underwhelming dividend yield. If you're an income-focused investor, NB Bancorp might not be your cup of tea right now. Their dividend yield is on the lower side compared to some peers in the financial sector. While they're paying out, it's not enough to make this a standout pick for dividend hunters. Market cap and scale. Let's talk size. NB Bancorp's market capitalization puts them in the smaller to mid-tier range for banks. While this isn't inherently bad, it does mean they might lack the resources or clout to compete with larger institutions on innovation, tech adoption, or geographic expansion. Scale matters in banking, and they're not at the top of the food chain. Opportunities, industry trends, and digital push. The banking industry as a whole is undergoing a massive shift toward digital services, and NB Bancorp has a chance to ride this wave. If they can invest smartly in tech, think mobile banking apps, AI-driven customer service, or even fintech partnerships, they could capture a bigger slice of the market, especially among younger clients. Their capital expenditure trends suggest they might already be allocating funds here, which is promising. Geographic expansion potential. Given their regional focus, there's room for NB Bancorp to grow into adjacent markets or underserved areas. If they play their cards right, expanding their footprint could drive revenue growth without the intense competition they'd face in saturated urban centers. Interest rate environment. Depending on the broader economic climate, banks often benefit from rising interest rates through higher net interest margins. If NB Bancorp can position itself to capitalize on such trends, their profitability could get a nice boost. This isn't a guarantee, but it's a tailwind worth watching. M&A activity. The banking sector is ripe for consolidation, and NB Bancorp could either be a buyer or a target. Their size makes them an attractive acquisition candidate for a larger player, which could mean a nice premium for shareholders. Alternatively, if they've got the balance sheet to acquire smaller competitors, that could accelerate their growth. Threats. Regulatory pressures. Let's not sugarcoat it. The financial sector is one of the most heavily regulated industries out there. Any changes in compliance requirements or new legislation could hit NB Bancorp hard, especially since smaller banks often lack the resources to adapt quickly compared to their bigger rivals. Recent news snippets suggest regulatory scrutiny is on the rise, and that's a risk we can't ignore. Competitive landscape. The banking space is cutthroat. NB Bancorp is up against not just traditional banks, but also fintech disruptors who are stealing market share with lower fees and better tech. If they don't keep up, they risk losing customers, especially in the short to medium term, which could dent their long-term growth. Economic sensitivity. Banks are tied to the broader economy, and NB Bancorp is no exception. A slowdown or recession could lead to higher loan defaults and lower demand for credit, directly impacting their bottom line. Their beta indicates they're somewhat sensitive to market swings, so volatility could be a concern for risk-averse investors. Valuation concerns. Speaking of valuations, their price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates are worth a hard look. If they're trading at a premium compared to industry averages, there's a risk of a correction if earnings don't keep up with expectations. Even their price-to-sales ratio suggests the market might be pricing in growth that hasn't materialized yet, which could spook investors if results disappoint. Now, let's zoom out for a moment and talk valuation and future outlook. Based on forward PE ratios, NB Bancorp seems to be priced with moderate growth expectations. It's not dirt cheap, but it's not wildly overvalued either compared to the industry average. This tells me the market sees potential, but isn't betting the farm on them just yet. Their free cash flow yield is another metric I like. It's decent, suggesting they've got cash to reinvest or return to shareholders, which is always a plus for long-term holders. On the flip side, if you're looking at short-term catalysts, keep an eye on their upcoming earnings call. The transcripts from past calls hint at management's focus on specific growth areas or cost controls, and any updates here could move the stock in the near term. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. NB Bancorp Inc. presents a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a stable financial base, decent profitability, and some clear opportunities to grow, especially if they lean into digital trends or expand their reach. On the other hand, their slower growth, debt levels, and the ever-present threats of regulation and competition mean this isn't a slam-dunk investment. For those of you building a diversified portfolio, NB Bancorp could be a steady, if unspectacular, addition. Think of it as a potential slow and steady compounder rather than a high-flying growth story. As always, weigh these factors against your own risk tolerance and investment goals. Stay tuned for more deep dives like this, and don't forget to check out Market.